Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
But first, this afternoon, hospital consultants have warned that it will take up to 14 years to get patient waiting lists under control. With waiting lists over 900,000, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association are blaming a perfect storm of underinvestment, COVID-19 and the cyber attack on the HSE. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Professor Rob Landers, who's the Vice President of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association. And Rob, thank you for joining us this afternoon. The figures are stark here again. They really always are, aren't they, when we talk about hospital waiting lists? At the moment, 907,617 people on waiting lists, with over 290,000 of those waiting longer than a year to be assessed and treated by a hospital consultant. So what are the Hospital Consultants Association saying should be done?
So thank you, Sarah. So we're saying the solutions, in effect, are hiding in plain sight here. We need more consultants, we need more beds, and we need more resources. And the facts are stark and they're very simple. We have the lowest number of consultants in the EU. We have one of the lowest numbers of acute hospital beds in the EU. And we have the lowest number of ICU beds in the EU. So really, the government need to face up to the problem, be honest about it, and say, we really need to invest in more staff and more beds. There's no other way around this.
Obviously, one of the issues here has been COVID-19, hasn't it, and the restrictions as a result of that. And we know that a lot of elective appointments and surgeries and all of that got cancelled as a result. To what extent do you think that COVID has contributed to the waiting list problem that we're seeing at the moment?
Sarah, there is no doubt COVID exacerbated this significantly, and it was further exacerbated by the cyber attack. There's no doubt about that. But equally, those are no reasons to be hiding behind the stark reality of it. Waiting lists in Ireland have been deteriorating steadily for a decade. They've been getting worse ever since 2012, year on year, worse and worse. And yes, we've had a sudden blip due to the pandemic and another blip due to the cyber attack. But those are not, let's not hide behind those excuses of the cyber attack and the pandemic. The facts remain, as I've said, we have the lowest number of consultants in the EU and the lowest number of acute hospital beds. Unless we sort that out, it'll get worse and worse, and the patients of this country will wait longer and longer to see a consultant and will wait longer for treatment.
I know you've calculated that the number of public hospital and step-down beds that are needed to tackle all of this under capacity, it's a huge number of extra beds, over 10,000. Is that achievable, do you think?
But Sarah, the simple fact of the matter is it has to be achievable if we're going to come out of this. Now, the 10,000, that sounds a huge figure. We're saying 6,000 of those have to be in acute hospitals and then 4,000, loosely called step-down beds. So we do need to improve our bed stock by a factor of about 6,000 across our acute hospitals. That's a huge figure. It'll need huge investment. But again, we're calling for the government to face up to it, to be honest about it, and put us on a par with every other European country. I mean, the citizens of the country are paying their dues and tax, but we're not getting the health service that we deserve because we don't have the capacity and we don't have the staff.
Because, of course, when we talk about beds, it's not that you're buying the bed as such. It is, as you say, you're buying the staff. You know, you need to have the people to man the beds, or to woman the beds, for want of a better phrase. So if you're looking at that, we'll say even just the 6,000 additional public hospital beds, do you have any idea how much investment would be needed to deliver that? When you look at the extra space needed, I mean physical space needed, and the staff needed to look after those patients.
Yeah, I'm not a health economist, Sarah, so I don't have a hard figure on that, but those are easily worked out by health economists, and you're absolutely right. There's no point building the bed unless you have the consultants, the nurses, and the allied health professionals who will treat the patient in the bed. And bear in mind that the pandemic has now made us realise that the days, I suppose, of multiple beds in a ward are really numbered, and the standard of care in acute hospitals going forward now should be individual patient rooms. So, in other words, the cost is increasing again because of that. But if we want a modern, fit-for-purpose health service, that's where we have to go. We can't keep going the way we're going. We're sliding off the edge of a cliff, and we need to stop and invest and put it right.
The Department of Health, as part of Budget 2021, they say that nearly 600 additional consultant posts were being created as part of the investment from Budget 2021, as well as over 1.2 billion allocated for Sláinte Care actions. So they are doing some of this.
They're trying to do some of it, and yes, they're creating more consultant posts, but of course the problem is they can't recruit consultants.
And what's the problem there, do you think? I mean, does it come down to pay?
It comes down to inequality, Sarah. Yes, consultant recruitment in this country fell off the edge of a cliff back in 2012 when James Reilly just cut the salary of newly appointed consultants by up to €40,000. So consultants who are abroad, and Irish medicine has a very proud tradition of people going abroad and getting trained in the best centres in the world and then bringing that expertise back to this country. Consultants who are abroad now don't want to come back. They don't want to come back to a salary that's €40,000 less than the guy in the office next door. And unless that is addressed and rectified, and Minister Donnelly has promised unambiguously to rectify that, until such time as that is fixed, we're not going to be able to recruit consultants.
Okay, so extra pay for consultants is one of the asks then here. And of course, there's problems with nurses as well, isn't there? But we know similarly, I mean, the Department of Health has been trying in different ways to recruit more nurses and to stop nurses from leaving, and it hasn't worked.
No, it hasn't worked. So, you know, when you look at the health service, that says something about the overall health service. The acute hospital service is, as it's structured at the moment, is highly dysfunctional. It's not a pleasant environment to be working in. So nurses might be understaffed, consultants are understaffed, so people are under severe pressure at the front line, working above and beyond the call of duty. But of course, that's not sustainable. And I mean, people worked extraordinarily hard for the last 18 months during the pandemic. But again, it's not sustainable. So until, you know, the government address the underlying deficits, we really are going around in circles here.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment, but thank you very much for joining us. That's Professor Rob Landers, Vice President of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association.